Take your Bible, turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. The Bible says, if you want to stand with us in verse number 1, he says, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace you are saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." I won't preach just a few minutes tonight, if God be my help. Your futures have been told. Your futures have been told. As we look at this, we see in Ephesians chapter 2, the Bible talks about our past. He said, "You he hath quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin." He said, that's where we used to be. I hope everybody here tonight, that's where you used to be, and it's not where you are now. Dead in trespasses and sins. The Bible teaches us in the Word of God that they was one that come into this world. His name was Adam, and by him, by one man, the Bible tells us in Romans 5:12, he said, "And wherefore by one man, Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so that death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." So we see what happens. We see our past. And it didn't just start with me and you. Amen. Listen. I just said that tonight to tell you this. You're not the worst person in the world. I was. Amen. I am. Because God came to me when I was lost in sin. And he saved me by his marvelous grace. It was me that was dead in trespasses and sins. Oh, you were there with me. We were all there. But we wasn't in it all by ourselves. It started in the beginning. It started with their forefathers. But I want to say tonight on the authority of the Word of God, we can't count on them. We can't pack it off on them. We have to take us. We have to take responsibility for ourselves. And we have to stand up and say, "God, forgive me, a sinner." The Bible said that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's the past that we had. I pray God, God said he'd bring us out if we'd let him. Praise his holy name. I know that he will. He said, "Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world." Amen. "According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." He said that. He tells us here in the Ephesians that that's where we were. We were walking, but we were going in the wrong direction. We were going without guidance. We was going without leadership. We was going without knowledge. Can you see where we are tonight? Can you see why we were where we were? Because in the past, amen, listen, you, I, we just didn't know any better. Amen. God, glory be God. I'm glad one day somebody come along in the volume of the book, open it up, and again to preach to our hearts. And maybe some Sunday school teachers told you that Jesus loves you and that there's a path called righteousness that you could walk there in, and he would help you, praise God. They told you that about the past. This is how we are. But there's one called Jesus, praise God, that if we'll trust in him, amen, the past was the past, praise God, but we're moving on out of the past, praise God, looking for a glorious future. Amen. Praise God. But he said, "We were the prince and power of this air and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." You know what was wrong? We didn't know no better. We were disobedient. Who was we disobedient to? We were probably disobedient to our parents. Amen. Oh, me. I said we were probably disobedient to our parents. But we were more and likely probably absolutely disobedient to God. disobedient, praise God, it runs in our lives in the prince and power of this present world, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. It's working, amen. It's working in our families, our homes, our relationships. It's working in our churches. It's working in our nation. It's working in our communities and our neighborhoods where we live. Amen. Those that are children of disobedience, because we just don't know no better. You know what we gotta have? We gotta have a little bit of discipline. A discipline always makes a difference. A discipline is that takes you from the path that you're going in. That's wrong, praise God, in the eyes of God. That's not taking the right direction, not putting you in the right place, and taking you out of that and putting you in the right place so you can go in the right direction. Amen. I'm glad God did it that way. He said that was our past. He said that's where we were. Amen. But then we come out of that past, we come into the present. Amen. He said, it says in verse 3, it said, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past. And now that conversation, that's literally our manner of life, or the way we lived, the way we carried on, the things that we did. But the manner of our convocation in time past in the lust of our flesh. In other words, we was just following this old pernicious world and just going in the way that we thought they wanted us to go. I'm telling you, if you'll listen to the world today, they'll lead you astray. But there's one today, and his name is Jesus. Through the Holy Ghost of God and the Spirit of the Lord, he'll lead you in the path of righteousness. He'll take you in the right way. He won't let you go down the right way, the wrong way. As Brother Charles says so many times, he puts an alarm beacon in you, like an alarm beacon on a trash truck, praise God, that's a backing up, and he'll make it go off so that you'll know it's him. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Lord won't let me do what I used to do. He gets my attention. Amen. Praise God. He has a way that what I used to do, the lust of my flesh. He said, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. We got to be careful what we think about. If we get to thinking about wrong things, wrong things will take our flesh in the wrong direction. Amen? The wrong thinking, praise God, will give us wrong direction. The wrong thinking, praise God, take us down the wrong road. A wrong thinking will help us not to keep us from thinking about God and goodness and righteousness. The wrong thinking will keep us from loving one another. The wrong thinking will keep us from loving God. Amen? We got to watch what we think upon. Bible said we meditate upon those things that are good, with those things that are lovely, those things that are pure. Amen. He said we get to thinking and meditating on them, praise God, and they make that difference. So we see the past that we had, amen, how it played out. And then we look at the present. Amen. He said we're by children of nature, the nature of children of wrath, even as others. Well, so that's how we were in the past. That's our path. Every one of us was in that same boat. Amen. Bible says that. You say, well, preacher, I've always been pretty good. They said, Bible said there's none righteous, no, not one. Nobody is right where we need to be. Nobody's right, praise God, where we could be. But we can be, praise God, closer than we've ever been if we're putting our faith and trust in the Lord. Amen. So we got to come out of the past. You say, what do we do? We come out of the past, we come into the present. Amen. We come into present place, praise God, where we can see the Lord high and lifted up. Hey, praise his name. He says in verse number 4, he said, but God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. How are you saved? By grace. It's the grace of God. It's the love of God. It's a gift of God. Amen. It brings salvation, praise God. Put you in a place where you can love God because he first loved you. When did God love you? When did Jesus love you? Before you was ever consumed in your mother's womb, praise God, Bible tells that Jesus loved us. Each and every one of you, praise God. He didn't love you a bit more than he did me, and he didn't love me a bit more than he does you. Amen, praise God. He loved us with the godly love. But before we were ever conceived, praise God, he loved us and cared for us. He said, hath raised us up together. Amen, you see that? Because he loved you just like he loves me just like he does you, praise God, he can raise us up together. Amen. Praise his name. Who hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He said, in the heavenlies. In other words, what he's telling us tonight, children, is God took us out of that old person that we was in the past, and he brought us into the present so he could love on us and show us the love of God so that we can show the love of God to others around us. Amen. So it can be magnified, so it can grow, so it can be something that's explicit that the whole world can see. Amen. It makes it, hey, I tell you what's needed right now more than anything else is the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The love, in our hearts for Him, praise God, because of what He's done for us. He said, but those that love the Lord Jesus Christ, He said He raised them up. He's quickened us. He's made us alive. But what about the, but you've got the past when we were dead trespassed by sin. But what about the present if we continue in our sin? Amen. What about it? Well, the Bible says this in 1 Corinthians 15:21-22. It says, for since by man came death. Amen. Said man, by man came death. By who? Adam. Death came, praise God, through man. He goes on in verse number 22. It says, for as in Adam, all die. So we know that we have a heritage. Now listen to me, a heritage where in the past we were dead and we were dying and there was no hope. That's who we were, that's how we were, that's where we were. But God Almighty sent His only begotten Son that through Him, praise God, He brought hope into the world. Amen, praise God, that's why we can say that we have hope. Amen, and praise God. And hope maketh not ashamed because we know who Jesus Christ is. We know what He did. The Bible says that all have sinned to come short of glory of God, Romans 3:23. And so we know that in the past, praise God, in the present world, the unsaved are just lost without God. That's the difference between a saved person and a lost person. A lost person is still living in their sin. A lost person's never received Lord Jesus Christ. A lost person's never come to the realization need for repentance. I told you, old boy, told me one thing. Said, well, a preacher, I realized since I got saved, I don't need to repent no more. Amen. And he was sitting there, I was getting ready to preach. He was right after Sunday school. And I didn't say nothing. He sat there for about 5 minutes, just sat there and looked at me. And I didn't look up. I didn't say nothing. He said, well, what do you think about that? I said, well, when I was lost, I didn't know I needed to repent. He said, I said, now that I'm saved, praise God, if I mess up or think I might mess up, I'm going to ask God to forgive me. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to ask God to help me every day, praise the Lord, because I know I need help. I said, a man ain't got good sense if he don't think he needs to ask God to forgive him. And God can help us, praise God, if we'll confess our sins and forsake our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unright. Anything ain't right. Hello? Who am I talking to? I'm talking to the church, praise God. He said if we'll confess them and forsake them, He'll forgive us our sins and cleanse us from anything that ain't right in your life. Amen. How many of us have things that ain't right in our life? Amen. Praise God. God said if we'll confess our sins and forsake our sins, for repent of our sins and forsake our sins, He said He'll cleanse us from all things that ain't right. God said, I'll take that away from you. We know of people all over the place that said, you know what, I used to do this, I used to do that. I know it's wrong. I asked God to help me, take that away from me. And guess what? It's gone. I don't have those desires that I used to have. I don't have those lusts, praise God, I used to have. Because God Almighty came where it was, and because He is true, because what's right in the eyes of God, praise the Lord, He forgave me of my sin and took it away from me. Amen. Help me to put that stuff down. Help me turn my back on it and go a different direction. Amen. If Brother Jeff was talking about, there's a lot of places today, a lot of folks have got a big old hole in their heart and something's missing. And the only piece of the puzzle, praise God, that'll fit is Jesus. Amen. He's the only one that'll fill in that spot. He's the only one that'll fit. Amen. There's a lot of people trying a whole lot of different things. The lust of the flesh, and lust of mind, lust of this whole body, praise God. But I will tell you, the only thing that'll fit, the only thing that'll fill that up, the only thing that'll keep you from having a void in your heart and your soul, praise God, is Jesus the Lord. Amen. He makes that difference. Amen. He makes that difference. So we see that all is sin. We see our past and we see our present. Amen. In our present state of a saved man. Bible says in John chapter 3, He says this, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. He's talking about the cross. Amen? That Jesus must be lifted up on the cross. That whosoever believeth in Him, who? Jesus. That's who we got to believe in. In order to be saved, listen to me. Now, you may not know this, but in order to be saved, you have to believe in Lord Jesus Christ. You have to believe that He lived and He loved and He died and He gave His life for you. He shed His blood on Calvary so that you could be saved. And you have to come to Him personally. You have to ask Him to forgive you your sins. You have to believe on Him and trust Him. Rely on Him, praise God, to get you through this life. You have to make that choice. Mama can't make it for you. Daddy can't make it for you. The preacher can't make it for you. But you can make it for yourself. You can say, Lord, please forgive me, a sinner. Praise the Lord, please help me. I believe on You. I trust in You. I accept You. I believe everything that You did for me. And Lord, I need You to help me. I need You to guide me. I need You to lead me. Hey, Lord, I just need You to pick me up, carry me. Lord, whatever You need me, praise God. Whatever I need, Lord, I want You to fill that need. Amen. Praise the Lord. Salvation is of the Lord. He says, Son of Man, be lifted up. Amen. That whosoever, who does that entail? That's everybody. Amen. Everyone. Nobody's left out. Nobody's called. Amen? Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, I'm an old sinner. Jesus said, praise God, He said that whosoever will encompasses us all. Brings us all, then, praise God, to His good graces. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen? Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for that? He said that whosoever believes, that's a present state. He said, in other words, you can come out of your past and you can come into the present. You say, preacher, why do we need to come out of the past into the present? Because if you don't come out of the past into the present, you'll never see the future. Amen. I don't know about you. I want to know what's happening in the future. Futures, hey, listen to me. The future's looking brighter all the time. You say, preacher, it looks awful dismal down here. So there's wars and rumors of wars and pestilence and all these things, and it's coming to pass just like they said it would, and it's going to wax worse and worse, and in the end, so what do we got to look forward to? We got to look forward to Jesus. Amen. To come and save you, praise God, to be with Him in glory forever. We have that blessed hope today in Him. And that's what we're looking for, praise God. That's what we are expecting, praise God, to come. But He said whoever believeth in Him should not perish. Now that perish means to make useless or no account. Amen? To no effect for God. I don't know about you. I want to have some kind of effect. Now I don't care if nobody remembers who I am, but I want to, when I go out of here, I want to know who Jesus was. I want to know that who Jesus is, not was. Jesus is never past tense. Amen. Praise God. Jesus is always in the present with expectation to the future. Amen. He come from the past. He come into the present, praise God. He's already went to the future. And He's there waiting on me and you. And He prepared us a place there in the future. Amen. How many of you like those Back to the Future movies? Pretty wild, wasn't it? Imagine if you could get into an automobile like that and get up to a certain speed, go back in time or go ahead in time. Amen. Which way would we go? Boy, what a decision that'd be, wouldn't it? If you could go into the past or you could zoom off into the future, which way would you go? I don't know if so. I got thinking about that the other day, and I thought, you know what? If I go back in the past, I'd probably go back in the past first, and I'd fix some of the things I messed up the first time, and then I'd zoom on past where I am and just go on into the future a little ways. Amen? Because of the blessed hope I have in Christ Jesus, my Savior. Amen. Praise the Lord. That'd be the way I'd go. I don't know about you. So we see the present condition of the saved. The Bible says in John, John, He said that he says this. John 3 and 36, He said, He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Amen. That's present. That's not the past, because we were dead in trespass and sin, but He said in the present we have eternal life. Now, He didn't say that we would have. He didn't say that we could have. He did not say that we should have. He said that we have eternal life in Jesus Christ our Savior. In other words, it's present right now. Amen. With higher expectations for the future through Jesus our Lord. Amen. So we see the past and we see the present. But He also shows us the future. Praise God. Amen. If you die as an unsaved person, He goes on in the second part of John 3:36. He said, "He that believeth not." So you can say right here, you can put your name, you can say, "He, me, I, we, us, that believe not, that believeth not the Son, shall not see life." Now He's talking about that eternal life. He said, if you don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you'll never see eternal life. Amen. But He said, but He goes on and says this, "And not see life, but the wrath of God abideth in him," me, I, you, us. Amen? If we reject the Lord Jesus Christ, if we reject that salvation, we need to be telling people, praise God, you need to receive the Lord. It's a free gift. Take Him. I did. Boy, I feel so much better now. The places I was, the things I was doing, the way my life was in shambles, my life was messed up, but I received the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and He's lifted me out of it. I'm not perfect yet, but boy, I'm a whole lot better. I feel better in my soul. I know where I'm going, praise God. I had a past, but I'm living in the present, and I'm looking to the future. Glory, hallelujah. I wonder how many out there that's living on the streets and in the hell holes of this world, if they just realize, praise God, that there is a God and He's real and they could see Him in you and I, praise the Lord, had come out of that pie and they realize where you are and the joy that you have in your life so that they could have a future. You know what's holding a lot of people back? They don't believe it. They don't believe they've got a future. They don't have any hope. That's why it's important that we need to be telling them, amen, about the Lord Jesus Christ. He gave us we had a past, but He brought us into the present so that He could take us into the future, praise God, for His glory. So the future as an unbeliever is not a good future. There's no hope in that future. Amen? There's no help in that future. He says in he goes on and tells us, he said, "Whosoever, you, was not found written in the book of life," in Revelation chapter 20. In the book of life. Now, He didn't say in the Baptist church. He didn't say in the roll book down at the Lions Club. He didn't say if your name was written as a good person in the community. But He said whoever. He said it was not found written in the book of life was or will be cast into the lake of fire. Amen. He said, if your name's not written in the Lamb's book of life, if your name's not written in the book of life. Now, I want you to get that, in the book of life. Not the book of death, not the book of hope, but the book of life. Praise God. Life is what is. Amen. Life is what is supposed to be. And He said, our name needs to be written in the book of life. Life in the Lord. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 16, verse 22, 25 said it came to pass that the beggar died. Remember the rich man and Lazarus? The beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man died also. And also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. He said, that's what the hope is for a lost man. That lost man, praise God, he was lost all the days of his life, and he died lost without God, without ever making a profession, Lord Jesus Christ, without ever receiving Him as his Lord and Savior. And he died and he went to hell, and in hell he lifted up his eyes. Amen. He looked over across the gulf that was fixed, and he saw Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. The old beggar was comforted, and the rich man was in torments, and he's still there today. That beggar was delivered, but the old rich man, he's still in hell, lost without God. But the Bible said that He offers us a way out. In John chapter, 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2, He says this. He says, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be." Did you get that? It said, beloved, and He's talking to born-again believers. He said, now, not after a while, not next week, not next year, not 100 years down the road. He said, now are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. Amen. We don't see what we shall be. But I know, praise God, I know it won't be something different because God's working on me. Amen. Praise God. What God works on, He always makes it better. Praise God. Why? Because God never has created any junk. Amen. He's not a junk dealer. Praise God. He's a godly dealer. Praise God. He deals in precious things. Thank God. He said, but we know when He shall appear. He didn't say that we might know. He said, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. Who's He talking about? Jesus. Amen. He says, when Jesus appears, we will be like Him. Jesus is perfect in every essence. Perfect in every essence. Perfect in His being. Perfect in who He is. Perfect in His thinking. Perfect in His attitude. Perfect in His worship. Perfect in His praise. He's just perfect. Amen. I've looked through this book and I've scoured it from front to back and I can't find nothing wrong with Jesus. Amen. Have you? I've never found nothing wrong with Him. Praise God. He's perfect. Praise God. He said, we shall appear with Him and we shall be like Him. Amen. I'm going to be like my Savior. Glory to God. Won't that be wonderful? Amen. He said, for we shall see Him as He is. Praise God. He said, we had a past that brought us into the present, but praise God, we've got a glorious future. He said, one day the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, as His beloved, as sons of God, we're going to be brought into the presence of God. And we won't see Him afar off. We won't see Him through a glass darkly, but we'll see Him face to face. What a day that'll be. Can you imagine just pulling up there and there's the Lord Jesus Christ in all His magnificence. Amen. Glory to God. Moses asked God, he said, Lord, he said, would you just let me see you? And God said, I'll tell you what, Moses. I'm going to take you and I'm going to hide you in the cleft of the rock. I'm going to hide you in the cleft of the rock, and when I walk by, you can see my hinder parts. And boy, when God walked by old Moses, and Moses just got a glimpse of the back of the image of God. And the Bible says he went down off that mountain. He said he got down there with them people and he was aglow and so bright that the people couldn't stand to look at him. There was a radiance and a glow coming off of Moses, praise God. And he had to take a cover to cover his face because the people couldn't stand to look on because he had been in the presence of God. Just imagine the magnificence when we're there with Him face to face and we see Him. I'm talking about a future day just ahead, just a little ways ahead, praise God, when we'll all be with Him where He is. See Him where He is. See Him as He is. But he said this in Ephesians 2, verse 7. Said in the ages to come. And He said that we sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. That's a present tense statement. Okay? It's not saying that one day we will, young'uns. Hello, now listen to me. Not one day we will, but He says it's as though we're there already. Amen. In the presence of the Lord, that in ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Who made it possible? Jesus. Amen. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. I mean, you didn't earn it. You didn't work for it. He said that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. He said we didn't earn it, but God gave us, praise God, through grace, the gift of salvation. He said now we're saved by faith. Praise God, do you get what He's saying? He said we had a past that was awful. He brought us into a future, a present that was better. Right, thank God, when we got the present, glory, hallelujah, we got Jesus, which is the greatest present that we ever got. And He praised the Lord. He said that prepared us for the future. Amen. Praise His name. Not of works. It was a gift. But then He says, for we, you, me, us, are His workmanship. Amen. I like the song that the kids sing. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. Took him just a week to make the moon and the stars. Praise God, but he just took him. Praise God, but he's still working on me. Amen. Praise God, he's still working on us. For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Said God created us, praise God, brought us out of the past into the present. He created us for the future so we could be used of the Lord. That's why I always say that we ought to pray that God would help us that our last days are our best days for Him. Amen. Church, that we could give Him just a little bit more day by day. Give Him of ourselves. Give Him of our time. Give Him of our attitude. Amen. That we create in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. Before ordained. He said before you ever had a past, when you were trying to figure out the present so you know what to do in the future, God Almighty has already worked it out so that through Jesus Christ, you would be the workmanship, the craftsmanship of God that He could use for His glory in the past, in the present, and in the future. Amen. Praise God. Your future has been told in the Word of God. We know what it is. Your future, my future, praise God, is a future that God has laid out for every man, woman, boy, and girl in this world. For whosoever would believe on Lord Jesus Christ might be saved. Amen. That's the purpose, the plan, the future that God has for humanity. So that whenever it's all said and done, that all of us could be brought unto Him, gathered together over home. I said this morning, praise God, this ain't our home. We're going somewhere. Amen. Praise God. Everybody likes to travel a little bit. I used to like travel. I used to like drive, but I hate driving anymore. I just send somebody carry me somewhere. Amen. Take me. I'll get in, you drive me. Praise God, and we'll go. God's going to take us one day, young as a little while. Because we have a past, boy, that it wasn't real pretty. Praise God, God brought us out of the past and He put us into the present so He could work on us to make us what He have us to be for the future. See, God's got big plans for you. God's got big plans for me. And it all curtails being with Him where He is. Amen. And said one day in a little while, the Bible said He's going to come back to rule and reign as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I don't know about you, I want to come with Him. Amen. So I said, well, preacher, they're going to ride them horses. I'm scared to death of horses. You won't be these. Praise God. You'll grab a mane and jump aboard. Praise the Lord. And you couldn't fall off. You want to. Amen. Praise God. A lot of people say, well, riding. Somebody told me one time, said, a horse ain't good for nothing. Said, the happiest day of your life is the day you get one. And the next happiest day is the day you get rid of it. And said, everything just eating and feeding between. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad one day in a little while, the Lord's going to say, hey, listen. It's time to go back. It's time. Who wants to go with me? Who's been created in the workmanship of Lord Jesus Christ? Let me see your hands. Let me see your heart. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen. We're loaded up. We're loading up. We're getting ready to go. We're going down there and rule and reign. We're going to create a perfect. Can you imagine a perfect world? A perfect Savior? Oh, there's still going to be opposition, I'm afraid. But praise God, the Bible says He's going to rule with a rod of iron. They won't nothing get by Him. And praise God, I'm glad I'm going to be on His side. See, the main thing tonight, children, praise God, is to be realizing that our future's been told and we need to be on the side of Jesus. Because that's the winning side. The side that's already won. Amen. Ain't you glad you're on the Lord's side tonight? Amen. Ain't you glad He chose you? Praise God. He called you and brought you, bought you, and put you on His side so you could walk with Him, praise God, and Him with you. So we could finish this course, finish this. Paul said, I've finished the faith. I've kept the faith. I've finished my course. He said, I've done what God wanted me to do. I just wonder tonight, youngs, are we done or doing what God wants us to do? Are we doing following the path He'd have us to go? Lifting up His name along the way. Realizing where He brought us from. Where He got us, where He has us now, but that He's not finished. He's got a future for us. A future that's out of this world. Amen.